Welcome to BizHaps, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick, hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe in Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're painful. But they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we are ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. If you are an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Jennifer Faye Colombo. Jennifer is an artist and creative guide who supports others in birthing tarot card deck or journal into physical form. She pairs her clients' wisdom with her art to create part of their legacy. The most important part is intention. She's going to share a bit about intentionality. Jennifer, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you for having me, Anna. So intention is so, so important. And that's one of the key components when anybody comes to me to work on a project, whether it is a card deck or a journal, it doesn't matter. I want to know what their deep intention is, why they want to create this thing. And this became so important to me. And I really learned this lesson years ago. I was entering into a local art show and I was trying to force myself into this theme. And I wound up painting this painting and I just looked at it and I was like, there's something not right. It doesn't feel like it has life. It feels really flat. I asked a couple of my friends comparing like one to another and they kept saying that this is just something not right about it. It feels very flat. And the reason was, and I still keep it in my portfolio as a reminder to not do this. And it was because I had the wrong intention. I was trying to force something that was too structured instead of actually taking it from the perspective of what felt really good for my soul, for my heart, for what really I wanted to intentionally create. And that was such a huge lesson. So I take that in with me now. Every time I do my own project, every time I work on clients' projects, I really want to know and get to the heart and soul of the matter of like, why do you want to create this product? Yes, of course, we would love to all make passive income and all of that stuff. But at the heart of the matter, it's about connecting and serving at a higher level and really developing relationships and being able to support people at a higher level. And when you come at it from that place, the rest follows. And my clients really have some of the most amazing, amazing intentions of why they want to bring a thing out into the world for people.
That's awesome. I think that, yeah, something that's very important is for us to ask, what do I want? And why do I want it? And once we answer those questions, to keep asking why. Okay, so I want this. Why? Oh, because whatever. All right, yes, but why? And then you get deeper and deeper. And then you get to the root of what actually you need to do.
Yes. And it's that same, like we've probably all heard like that thing of like, grandma's chicken soup tastes better than everybody else's. Like, why? Right? Because she has that special ingredient, that love, right? And that's what that intention is. So I think that's a really great analogy too about bringing that idea into what we create in our businesses, whether it's a product or an offering or whatever it is that we're doing, right? What is that? Why? What is that intention? Like, what do we want people to receive when they are experiencing our offer, experiencing our product, or eating our food?
Right. Yes, that's a great analogy. Well, thank you. I love it. Who do you serve and how can those people find you, Jen?
Yeah, so I work with a lot of all different kinds of coaches, as well as energy healers and other small businesses who really want to get their wisdom out into the world and serve their clients on a different level. And you can find me on my website, jencolombo.com. I'm always on Instagram sharing tips and things, as well as in my newsletter. And you can find me at jenfayart on Instagram.
Amazing. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Jen Colombo, for coming in and sharing her story about being intentional. If you've got a BizHap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to FactorOne.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.